Jack Riccardi,
921
550 KTSA.
1209 is our news time on 550 KTSA. Jack Riccardi, later in this hour, we'll have the results on the JR poll. And, of course, tomorrow we kick off the weekend with a 90-minute Gang of Four. If you think back to American Idol, when that show started, it kind of snuck up on people. It was a summer replacement series, not a lot of publicity, kind of unknown cast members. In fact, you could argue that Paula Abdul was the best-known person associated with American Idol in its infancy, and that's not saying very much. So when we found out that there would be a new show spearheaded by the man who was made a star by American Idol, Simon Cowell, we decided, let's get ahead of this. Let's see if this is the next big thing. And so I went in search of two people that could be our judges, our own X Factor judges. And I wanted people who knew the entertainment business, were very talented in their own rights, but also knew how to judge talent and evaluate talent and attract talent. And both of these people can do that. We have with us Nikki Young from Prima Donna Productions, and you've heard her on Gang of Four a few times. And Nikki, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for letting me be a judge and being picky. Picky Nikki.
You are into acting, modeling. You've worked with any kind of performance. You've been involved.
On stage and on screen.
Kids, adults, you've done it all.
The good and the bad and the ugly and the beautiful.
Yeah. You've been in the position of having to look at people and tell them they're not as great as they think they are.
Oh,
and
yes.
You've looked at people and realized this person doesn't know how talented they
are. And I've also had to tell parents, look, this is not the business for your kids.
Yeah.
I know you're pushing them in it, but please don't. And I've also had to tell people, you've got potential. Let's figure out how to hone that and grow that for you and cultivate your talents, because you have a lot going on there.
When you say that, do you say it to them like Paula Abdul does?
Yay, baby! I love you. I love you.
All right. Well, also with us, again, a man who is not only incredibly talented, but is a magnet for talent. And we see it annually when Ken Slavin whips up an impromptu band of some of the most talented musicians in San Antonio and gets them to play a free gig, which is also a lot of work for Rapping with Jack every year. Ken Slavin is with us today. Ken, welcome to the show. Welcome to our local judging of the X Factor. We're sitting in judgment, Ken.
Well, thank you.
Are you judgmental today?
Well, I was judgmental last night. I was taking copious notes. I had told Taylor that I never watch these shows. I don't like them. And probably early on, the reason was, you know, they used to not let anyone over the age of 28 on Idol. And as a lot of people know, I was 29 when I first picked up a microphone.
Yeah.
So I was like automatically disqualified, even if they had done the show 20 years ago.
Do you think you would have, let's say you had been of age and there was an American Idol when you were getting started, is this an avenue you would have chosen?
Probably not. I mean, it's not to say that, you know, there have been talent shows going on television
forever.
You know, since the 50s.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And there are some famous people in the past who went on some of those shows, like the Ted Mack Talent Hour. You know, Tony Bennett went on that. Connie Francis went on that. It isn't as though and Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts. I mean, it's not like it's new, but I kind of doubt it. I mean, I just don't think so. I mean, think of all the people who've done well in this business who never did that. They just worked hard and worked clubs and found agents and, you know, did what they could do. And a lot of people became famous and superstars without ever once doing that kind
of thing. Ken, you would have won.
Nikki, would you... I want to play the clip of this girl that opened the show.
Oh.
She was the very first contestant. She looked like a little Cabbage Patch Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Crow was her name.
I'm going to be a little Paula Ab on her.
Let me play this, and then I want to ask Nikki a question from last night's X Factor on Fox. Paul 12 years old, Nikki.
Amazing.
Is this the right avenue for someone like her? Or should she be taking the Ken Slavin, you know, you gotta work and hone your craft and build your way up? She's got her whole life ahead of her. What's the hurry?
I think that this is a great avenue for her, a great opportunity, but I am surprised Disney hasn't snatched her up already because she's a total Disney package.
She should be on the Disney Channel
totally.
With the show. Yeah.
She's a total package.
Did you like her, Ken?
Yes, I liked her. At first, when she first came out, I wasn't certain, but...
she grew on you, right?
She did, and when the song started, you know, she was a little flat there at the top, but she absolutely captured the audience. And see, that's half the battle, and Nikki, you know that, in the music business and in anything in show business. Part of it is the charisma and the ability to connect with an audience, and that audience went crazy over her. And I thought that she's, you know, so young. I can imagine what she's going to be like in about 10 years and or less. So, I mean, she obviously, it was a nice way to kick off the show. She obviously has talent, and she was absolutely hilarious wonderful in the way she talked about how she would use her money to help her family.
Yes, her own bathroom.
Yeah,
she was
she
so
also
spunky.
But she also meant she wanted to help her family,
which
they've been
nice.
Poor, and they're, you know, they live in a very tiny place. So I was impressed with that. I didn't, you know, as I said, I've gone into this whole thing not wanting to be impressed, and some people did stand out, and she's one of them.
Let me ask you about the show itself, both of you, Nikki Young and Ken Slavin with us on 550 KTSA. Is there any difference when you're watching this show? Doesn't this look just exactly like American Idol, except for the age differences? And they're going to have some rule changes as they go along, but this is really very much a copy of American Idol, down to even the way the production values and the crane shots. And I mean,
it
it's
is
just
Fremantle Entertainment, so they do have a formula that kind of works. But I think there's a lot of similarities. But then again, it's only because it's back to back with what we just saw with American Idol. If there had been some time apart, we may not remember all these similarities. But every talent show is going to have kind of the same formula.
Yes, but what stood out here, Nikki, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what stood out here, of course, is I don't think they've ever in prime time televised the auditions, because this was not coming onto the show after being a finalist in auditions. They were being heard for the first time in front of everybody.
Do you think that's true? I found myself wondering. It looked a little too good to be true.
I think I don't necessarily believe that necessarily is the case. No.
But they might have pre-auditioned.
Because if you look at the end of the show, it says that there's portions edited, you know, out, whatever.
Oh.
And I think that might be the portion edited out.
But I thought it was just meaning that, you know, some of them, they only showed like a line or two of a song and then those people would go away. But, you know, I mean, I know that the turnouts were enormous. Of these things, but that's supposedly why this is different. But I agree that the rest of it is very similar, and that, you know, some of it seems a little forced. Some of it seems playing to the camera and to the TV audience. And
the most forced thing was the host for me, Steve.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I think he's great looking, and you know, eye candy, and love the sort of accent of whatever, but I didn't get some of the shots where he was like hanging out of the truck talking to the camera like he was Mike Rowe.
I kind of liked him because he was very unobtrusive. There's a little too much Ryan Seacrest for me on American Idol.
But do you need a host on a show like that?
Maybe
really?
Not. But
I mean, I think you could have done with a voiceover and not necessarily have a person. I mean, he was eye candy.
He didn't bother me.
No.
I was good with him. Okay. I don't know who he is. Who is he? I don't know who he is.
They
never
is.
Like. They never explained who he was.
Now, but they didn't ever explain Ryan Seacrest either.
Yeah, but Ryan Seacrest was somebody by the time he came to American Idol. But yeah, I guess you're right there. They didn't do that. I don't know about you guys. For me, the moment of the night was this 42-year-old woman.
Yes.
Yes. Are you all in agreement? Before we play this clip,
totally.
Does anybody disagree that she was
the moment?
I was really like choked up.
I was very touched by her too, and I was, you know, taking notes, and I was like, I watched so intently, and I thought, she's the real McCoy. She had, and maybe this is, I mean, I come from being one of those people that was a lot older than the usual person who starts, and I know what it's like to think that you don't have talent and to be a have been told that you didn't have
yeah,
talent.
Yeah, I tell Ken that all the time.
But no, no. When I was a young man in college, I was told to stick to speaking parts in theater. The student director told me I didn't have a voice. And it also happened with a nun in Catholic school. And so I didn't sing for years. That's why I didn't start till I was later.
But that means it drove you harder to pursue the thing you really would do, which is what happened to her.
Well, it did, eventually. I eventually had to let it out, and what I was getting at was she did, too. She said she came to L.A. when she was, 30 years old, and she had been put down by boyfriends and put down by, club owners and everyone else, and it was bubbling out of her, and she it was almost like that performance was all her angst, all her disappointment,
She left it all on stage.
Performance could be a record. That live performance could
that
be
was,
a record.
It could. It was
she
ready
said
to go.
Simon Cowell, I can't die with this music inside of me. Her name is Stacey Francis. Listen to this.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, my life was so unkind, but you're the key to my peace of mind, 'cause you made
two things jump out at me here as we listen to this on 550 KTSA with Nikki Young and Ken Slavin. I guess one difference is that the auditions are in front of a live audience. Now, if this was American Idol, you wouldn't have crowd reaction.
Right.
You'd only have the judges to go on. And I know when I'm watching this at home sometimes.
Or singing with music.
Sometimes the crowd sort of cues me that, oh, this is as good as I think it is, because they're getting excited.
It's that symbiotic relationship.
Totally. And you either have that or you don't. Yeah. That's the X factor. That's what they mean by it. There's something you can't put your finger on. As much as I don't like these kind of shows, I actually got tears in my eyes because I felt she absolutely believed what she was singing, and I just knew that all her disappointment came out in that performance.
Oh, yeah. That comes with age and experience, right?
Does.
So if you limit American Idol to teeny boppers and you make them sing these love songs, they sing them with a big smile on their face, and they clearly have no idea.
They don't have experience. They don't have that passion.
About. Right.
She told a story. She did a great job. And that moment when she hit Life Was So Unkind or whatever, that was like it. I mean, you could feel that after she told the story.
Absolutely.
Problem I had with her, only one criticism was, and I bet that she's going to get to be a spokesperson for CoverGirl mascara, but her mascara was running all over the place. So she needs waterproof mascara for the rest of the show.
All right. I love her with her mascara and all.
I do too.
I wanted to just fix her whole life and go get this guy and beat him up. And I would buy the record. I would buy a ticket to the concert. Yeah,
she's the reason the show has the expanded age range.
All right. When we
continue, totally agree.
We're going to sit in judgment some more of X Factor with Ken and Nikki. And if you saw the show last night, you have a favorite or an observation, or you know why it's going to be better than Idol, or it's just exactly the same, 599-5555 will get you in here. We'll take your phone call. But first, Elizabeth Ruiz in the KTSA 24-Hour Newsroom.
KTSA Streaming Online is brought to you by Kinetico Quality Water Systems.
Right here, right now. The Jack Riccardi Show continues. 550 KTSA.
All right, we're judging the X Factor with our local judges, Nikki Young and Ken Slavin, the local royalty of entertainment on 550 KTSA San Antonio. Ken, I have to ask you, both of you, what you thought about this crazy guy, Siamese, who was doing like Prince meets Rick James or something.
Oh, I thought he was awful, just awful.
What is it that Simon is drinking in there besides Pepsi? Because for him to agree with that was completely uncharacteristic.
Listen to this. If you missed it from last night, listen to this.
I don't know what you're doing to me, baby.
It really loses something, though, without the visual.
Yeah,
he's
that's
doing
right.
These,
you have to see it.
He's doing these crotch-slamming splits that are like, I'd do one of those, you'd never have children again.
Yeah.
But he's trying to be Prince, Jack, and he's so, like, completely wrong. This is why Prince doesn't like these type of shows, because of people like Siamese.
But
well, exactly,
don't you think they put him through, Ken, because they got to have some crazies. That's how these
shows
work.
Well, they do, and this guy, you know, they interviewed him backstage before he went on. You know, he's totally full of himself. But people like that, I think, go out with the knowledge that they're going to stand out as weird, like that,
yeah.
Like that Asian guy on the first Idol, you know,
William
that
Hung.
Couldn't sing a note, and he became famous for about 15 minutes. I think this guy is horrible, and he's totally unoriginal, and an idiot, foolish, and it was such a turnoff. I couldn't wait for him to go off.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you really think, Ken?
He was wasn't he creepy?
He is creepy. And at the end, you know, he's like, oh, well, you know, I know I really get the ladies, and I do this, and I do that. And I thought, please go
but
away.
But you got to have somebody like that. And I'm almost a little surprised they didn't put through that girl Simone that had the bad attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got to have people that are, you know, complaining and whining and divas. Yeah,
but then you're turning it into Idol now.
It is Idol.
But then you're turning it into Idol.
I think a lot of them do it on purpose. I think they
sure
know they're going to be seen.
Yeah.
And then he's going to get a I mean, that's going to be one of the things about the review all this week, is that he was a person like him, the woman who could not sing a note and did nothing but complain afterwards. That's all fake. It's just fake.
Yeah. What did I, you know, I had a really uncomfortable feeling about that couple that came out, Dan and Vanita. Listen to this. She's 80-something. He's 70-something. And they came out with the hopes of stardom. Listen to this.
Music, Pummel.
I hope he treats her well.
They love each other.
Yeah, they do.
Whoa, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, holy time.
You know, they're going to forever go in search of that Susan Boyle magic, and we could all live another 50 years, and that might never happen.
Here's
again.
Something funny, is we have to watch the shows on captions, so everyone in the house that can't hear can read it, and on that particular note it said, off-key notes.
it actually said it on the caption.
It's actually more entertaining that way.
They were very sweet, though, you know... I don't know what can you say to them? I mean, it's
I agree. I mean, I think their feeling for each other was genuine.
Yeah.
But I my goodness, it was just.
Aww.
It says a lot for the judges, though, that they didn't try to, you know, soften the blow or say yes just to be sweet to an 83-year-old woman and a 70-year-old man. But they
Ken,
really they really were awful.
Ken, wasn't it great at the end? And the guy goes, "So we didn't make it through." No, we just went through that.
That's kind of like, so you're saying...
So you're saying...
Yeah, exactly.
What here?
like that character, David, what's his name, used to do on Saturday Night Live. So what is it you're telling me? What about, you know, everybody was grossed out by the guy in the foil pajamas that flashed the judges.
Geo or whatever. Yeah. He was ridiculous. He was
but
vulgar,
I thought equally disgusting was that old lady that sang the Divinyls, I Touch Myself, while she had her hand on the back of her.
She was
dress.
What was that?
It was just a nightmare. That's what it was.
Wasn't that just as bad in a way?
That was beyond delusional.
Oh, it delusional and just, you know, that was just going for
maybe
the
gross. Maybe they could be
factor.
A duo.
Yeah, definitely gross. Ah, there you go.
It was really, it was very uncomfortable to watch. It was gross.
How about the guy at the end, Ken? Chris Renee. He told his story. He was in 70 days rehab. He wrote a song, which usually when people perform original music, Nikki, it's a disaster. But he had written this really pretty little personal song.
I hate to be the one to say this.
Go ahead.
I didn't like it. It did nothing for me, and I don't understand why. Other than the fact that maybe someone's trying to send a message about being drug-free. I mean, he's been off drugs for 70 days. I don't think he was outstanding. I don't know why they did, why they thought that. And Nikki, I wonder what your opinion is, but I was not impressed.
Well, here's what I did like him. The story is, you know, we get the tearjerker story, of course, and
but that has nothing to do with how you sing.
But as the performer, as the song, I'm a little nervous when they do original music. But I think it was really good to show the different types of genres the show is going to allow.
Ken, don't you think though that these shows are selling the story as much as they are the music?
Well, they probably are,
like the Olympics.
Like the Olympics, exactly.
It could very well be, but I don't think. I mean, we all like with the Stacey Francis. Sure, she had this story, but I don't think that should be the basis of judging someone's talent. You can either really sing or you can't. Part of my prejudice against it is I don't care much for the hip hop genre. I got the feeling he was making up words right there, that it wasn't written at all.
As we speak right now, American Idol is holding auditions at the Meadowlands in New Jersey for their 2012 season. Mm-hmm. Looking forward, is this heading for American Idol like, you know, ubiquity and ratings and buzz? Is this show going to make it, Ken?
Meaning the X Factor?
Yes,
mean?
Yes.
Probably. I hate to say this, and it's, you know, but there are so many of these shows now. They are proliferating. They are ubiquitous. And I think it is a reflection of a larger issue in our society. It's a voyeuristic society. We're sitting watching this kind of stuff instead of having a life.
But the thing about this show that I think is going to, you know, overtake the American Idol is that I don't think American Idol is going to be as successful this next season. But I think this will take that audience because you have a wider range of demographic of people who are going to watch it, who are going to be looking at their own age range, especially when they get to the part where they start dividing the teams and the coaches.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe that's why they did this. I was watching last night saying, why do we need this? We have American Idol. But then again, maybe the Fox people are thinking American Idol is almost over.
Correct.
Well, you know,
it's run its course.
It's given me a sense of what's going on with other kinds of genres of TV shows. Like how many more police detective shows and forensic shows.
Oh, I'd like more of them.
Oh, we love them.
Bring them on.
We think we're detectives.
Ken, every time there's one of those
on,
there's not a reality show on. Think about it.
I know, but really, please. I mean,
more actors.
So everything is so. It's just the formula on these particular things is driving me crazy. I find myself not wanting to watch anything, and maybe I'm just turning into a curmudgeon. But
well, you'll always be welcome here, Ken.
We love you,
come
Ken.
To the right place.
You'll
be a singing curmudgeon.
Ken Slavin, Nikki Young, our judges for the X Factor. You did a great job. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you totally outdid Paula Abdul and
Nicole
and L.A. Reid. Well, I don't know if I can say that, but Nicole was pretty cool.
I don't know. When I see Paula Abdul, all I can say is why? Why?
Because
I don't get her.
America is waiting for her to have that.
She's
crazy.
Lucy.
She hasn't had a hit record since I was 20 years old.
She's Lucy to Simon's Ricky Ricardo.
We love watching that crazy faux heated relationship.
It's just
however, I think now it's going to be L.A. Reid and Simon.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably.
You did a wonderful job.
Got to watch
you
it
both.
Tonight, though.
Yes.
Part
two more hours of auditions tonight. And also, you got to watch the GOP debate, so you've got a full night. All right. Thank you both very much.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Jack.
Thank you.